Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. Glad you're with us around the Super Talk Network, online, wherever you may be. We're going to have fun today on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg, Bob Kelly and Dima. Opening segment of our show, as it is every day, sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. A great place to cater any upcoming holiday events that you may have, and we hope that you'll give them an opportunity. Later in the show, we're going to be hearing from a member of the Southern Miss basketball team, and we'll be talking a little basketball, but we're going to spend the first half hour of the show having some fun. Our first guest is a former Southern Miss football player, the son of a Mississippi Highway Patrolman. Gary Grubbs was born in Amory, Mississippi, and moved to Prentice, where he developed a passion for sports. Gary was a wide receiver for P.W. Underwood at Southern Miss, and we welcome him in the studio. He's not his first time here, and I'm happy to say he's one of my neighbors. And I still find it hard to believe a man with 180 movie and TV credits. I see you raking your own yard.
Don't bring it up.
You work in your own yard all the time.
I find it hard to believe, too. And don't like it too much.
You told me one time it was because you were too cheap to pay anybody to do it.
Check. There it is.
Now, Gary, Will Hall was from Amory. Did you know any of his family?
Up Say around? It again.
And Will Hall, the football coach at Southern, that was just...
No, I didn't. No, I did know he was from Amory when I saw that, but I'm 20 years ahead of him.
And Joe Burrow, the coach of the quarterback of the Bengals now, his grandparents.
Oh, God, here we go.
His grandparents are in Amory.
Oh, God, here we go.
Let's talk about me, okay?
Yeah, oh, let's talk about Gary Grubbs and not about the Cincinnati Bears.
All right.
So, Gary Grubbs, I've gotten to know you through the years, but I didn't know these things. You were all-state football, basketball, baseball player. You played in the Mississippi High School All-Star football game against Archie Manning.
Yes, we kind of discovered Archie Manning. There was a guy named Bob White from Meridian, the first parade All-American from Mississippi. He was the quarterback for the North, and we're scared to death he's going to run over us. First play, he ruins his knee and never plays any more football. So off the bench, like a 6'3", 175-pound skinny guy named Archie Manning comes on.
You made him, basically, right,
yeah,
Archie Manning?
They scored 55 points, the most in any hostile. We didn't even know who he was, but we couldn't catch him. We couldn't stop him. And that became Archie Who, and he went on and on.
All right. Now, Gary, if you don't know him, he's a very humble guy.
Yes.
And so he's not going to talk much about his college. But I got a former teammate of yours that said something. He found out you were going to be on the show today, and I want you to hear what he said about you. You ready?
Oh, Lord.
There we go.
Okay.
All right, Coach Neville Barr, tell us the best memories you have of Gary Grubbs, the football player, not Gary Grubbs, the actor.
Well, you know, first of all, things I remember about Gary was he was so funny. He could get you relaxed, maybe a little funny thing going on a hot, tough Coach P.W. Underwood practice. But I think the thing that would surprise people about Gary, if he was playing the Gary Grubbs then, if he was playing in today's game where they throw the football, Gary Grubbs had great hands. He ran great routes. I think he'd be a big weapon in today's game because, like I said, that's what I just remember, how well he could catch the ball, how well he ran routes. But the biggest thing, he was a great teammate. Gary was a great teammate, just funny, got you – but funny and serious at the same time. So, yeah, it was an honor to play with Gary Grubbs.
Well, Coach, did anybody on the football team ever suspect that Gary Grubbs, the wide receiver, would become Gary Grubbs, the famous actor?
I don't think so. I mean, you just don't expect that. I'm still, you know, I was always shocked that anybody, you know, that you don't know. But anyway, but when I think back on it, you know, when I thought back on it later, his personality, and he's intelligent. I mean, Gary's a very intelligent person, so I can see that now where that might happen. But no, I would have never thought about him.
So according to Neville Barr, if you were playing football today, you'd be a big time weapon in college football, Gary Grubbs.
Well, Neville Barr is one of the smartest guys I know.
Yeah, and this humble Gary Grubbs said that let's stop talking about anybody other than him.
Yeah, well, Neville was talking about me, and he said exactly what I told him to.
Oh, okay. He did it well then.
Thank you, Neville.
He kind of said that actually today.
Good to hear
you
from
would,
you, buddy.
You would say something like
he
that.
He learned right? his lines well.
Yeah, right. He did.
Yeah.
P.W. Underwood, how different was college football when you were playing Gary than now?
I don't know. It was P.W. was such a tough guy. So you could be on a P.W. Underwood team and not be like any other college football team because, as you know, he was known for being a mean, tough player. He was a mean, tough coach. He didn't take any lip. We had a bunch of rules. You break the rule. The next morning at 6 o'clock, you're running the stadium. So it was a different game. I don't think he could coach in today's world. I don't think the players would take the kind of really tough – sort of abusive, this is the way we're going to do it, and there are no questions to be asked. He was a tough guy.
Now, I'll give you a chance to talk about Coach Barr because he told us today he was clearly the best of the two wide receivers on that team.
Did he tell you he was – I was the first team wide receiver and he was second. Did he tell you that?
He didn't mention that, no.
Right up until I graduated. He was right behind me. Then I let him take over.
So of the sports, Gary, that you were so proficient in, what, was football your favorite?
Not at all.
Tell me, which one?
Baseball was my favorite. I wasn't great in baseball. It was my favorite sport. I was scouted by the New York Yankees as a baseball player. I was a really good baseball player. I think, now I'm making up stuff and bragging, I think I still have the home run record for our Little League in Prentice, Mississippi, 70 years later. I mean, because I hit 14 home runs in 12 games. So that was a couple of games I hit two home runs. And I remember that. And I grew up on a street where there were a bunch of kids, and we played. We went from basketball, football, baseball in the backyard.
But Steve Knight, the heralded basketball coach at William Carey, you know, he was a two-sport athlete at Southern Miss. Did you ever think about playing two or maybe even three back then?
Well, you were so worn out by the time football was over. As a freshman, I played basketball, and we had a freshman basketball team, and I played on the freshman basketball team. But we didn't practice much. We didn't do much. We had like six games. It wasn't a big deal. It was just for those guys that were there, they wanted something for them.
Now, you were a wideout.
Yeah, wide receiver.
Is it safe to say, though, your best catch came from the military part of Southern Miss? From the ROTC.
Your wife.
Yeah. I know. You didn't have to tell me.
Okay.
That's my first wife and my only wife. We passed 50 years the other day, so I think we're going to make it. And, yes, I saw her walking across the campus in one of those ROTC uniforms and skirts and little beret kind of hat thing. And I asked a friend, I said, who is that? And lucky for me, she just broke up with her boyfriend. And so she got me a date, and we're still dating.
The rest is history.
It's history.
Miss Mississippi.
Yeah, she went on to be Miss Mississippi, and so she's beautiful, and she sings, and she's a great wife.
And an artist,
yes. She's turned into an artist the last 10 years.
What did she ever see in you, though, Gary? What was the...
Did you not listen to the first part of the program?
Was she a cleat chaser?
Were you not listening?
I was listening. Was she a cleat chaser? She liked the athletes, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
I gotcha. Okay.
All right. We're going to keep you a while. We want to talk about your great career, but your best single memory from your years at Southern Miss playing football. Your best football memory.
Without a doubt. We go to Oxford, and Ole Miss is fourth in the nation. Archie Manning is the quarterback. It was the first AstroTurf in the South, went down that day. It was their homecoming. Their favorite to beat us, you know, 40 points. And we upset them on homecoming on that day, 30-14. I don't know that I had the best game of the day, but if you played it, we Willie Hallberg did. They couldn't stop him. And we won 30-14. And Ole Miss was fourth in the nation. The next morning, they were 11th in the nation. And it took them 20 years to get back to the top 10.
You know, I mentioned Wee Willie Heidelberg. There's a guy that really doesn't get the credit that he deserves in Southern Miss folklore.
Yeah, that's right.
He was a good one.
Little bitty scat back, and they couldn't catch him. He was like a rabbit, you know.
Yeah. That's you, right? That picture. Look at that.
Yeah.
Gary Groves wearing number 22.
Yeah, strong but vulnerable. That's great.
Strong but vulnerable. Wow, he's a publicist. You would think that the guy would write with a proficiency like that.
That's Hollywood talk. Handsome but humble.
Right. Well, yes. After finishing his football career, things went south. He only managed to find parts in 180 movies and TV shows. You didn't have a lot of success, huh, Gary?
Well, I did have some success. I'm proud of that. So enjoyed that. And then, but you know, my kids got ready to go to college. My daughter wanted to go to Southern Miss. My son had a sort of a difficult high school situation. I said, let's go home. Just woke up one day and said, let's go home. And so we've been down here ever since, me trying to find something to do for 20 years.
But it didn't stop you from getting parts.
I got here and New Orleans had begun to take off as a place. So I had another second career in New Orleans. I did some good stuff down there.
Tremendous, tremendous acting and writing career. We're going to talk more with Gary Grubbs, former Southern Miss wideout, number one wideout on the team, we've learned, when we come back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This segment is sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street. Great place to do all your Christmas shopping if you have a Golden Eagle on your list. CampusBookmart.net if you live out of town. Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest luxury vehicles on the road today. You can visit the all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. We've got Gary Grubbs in the studio with us, famed actor and writer and former Southern Miss Golden Eagle football player. And Gary, you left Southern Miss, and something else I learned about you this morning, you didn't go straight into acting. You actually sold bulldozers.
out of college, I did. I worked for Mississippi Road Supply and sold bulldozers and 7 or 8 counties in the South, motor graders, you know, the supervisors bought motor graders and bulldozers and rollers. They kind of did the work, the supervisor did, more so than today. And I held that job down for 3 years and woke up one morning and said, no, this is not it. Because nowhere to go. And I had been to all their houses, so I'd seen it all.
Right. So what led you down the road to acting?
Well, people probably don't know this. I had a college roommate named Cooper Huckabee. And Cooper, when he was in college, would come over to my room and say, all right, now don't tell anybody. Don't tell the other players. They'll think I'm a sissy. But I'm trying to be in this play over at the theater house. And I would practice with him. And he was absolutely terrible for 3 years. I think the last year, his fourth year, he got the part of a spear catcher or something in a play. Nothing. Then he left and he went to Mobile to become this is a quick story of the whole career. Went to Mobile to become a coach. And about 3 years later, I'm laying on the couch selling bulldozers, and I hear his voice on the television. And I get that.
Your roommate.
My roommate. I thought, is that Cooper? And I sit up, and he's on Little House on the Prairie. I thought, what? So I get on the phone and call his mother, had her number, said, what's going on with Cooper? Said, well, he went out to L.A. about 6 months ago, and he got a part on Little House on the Prairie. I said, I know. I just saw him. And I said, you got his number? So I called him, and he said, I said, Cooper. He said, Grubbs. I said, man, you're doing well. He said, yeah. And I got a part with on Police Woman with Angie Dickinson next week. I said, I'll be there. And I was there. I got on a plane, and I was there to watch Angie Dickinson.
And that started it all, right?
And Cooper Huckabee. And I watched a little of that, and I thought, yeah, I can do this.
Yeah.
I came back, went to theater for 6 months. Wife had acting. She was a Miss Mississippi, so we just took off.
All right, Damon, you're sitting by the certainly one of the most successful and famous Golden Eagles of all time. You want to ask him something?
Well, I would just ask, you know, so many people see so many things about the movies. They see all these things, but it's so much different than what people probably perceive it to be. So what was one of the surprises that you had when you entered that industry, and maybe some of the surprises of some of the famous actors you met? I know you talked to us off air about people like Denzel Washington and Tom Cruise, stuff like that. What are some of the surprises you had?
I think the biggest surprise to me is the personality you see on the air is not the personality you see when the off air, when the camera's running. You know what I mean? So you think, oh, this is a great guy, we'll enjoy working with him. And you get there and you think, oh, no, what a butt. I'm not enjoying working with him at all. And another guy like Joe Pesci plays crazy, mean so-and-so. What a sweetheart. See what I mean? Mm-hmm. So one of the quickest things I learned is they play one thing, and they're something else. Now, sometimes they play what they are, like Schwarzenegger. I mean, he plays what he is. He's a mean, tough, you know, guy. But a lot of them aren't. And so I think that was one of the things I learned that surprised me. You know, and I think one guy's a good guy, and he turns out not to be a very good guy. So I'll tell you, one of the things that people don't know about me that I'll share is that this happened in my career, which I think is interesting. I am the second person to record the fourth best-selling song in history.
Is that right?
The second person, come on now, to record.
Get that weird brain of yours working.
The fourth
best-selling song in history.
Happy birthday, the national anthem.
You ready?
Yeah.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree, kill him a bar when he was only three, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
You recorded that?
Yes, his land was biggest and his land was best. 28 verses.
Is that right?
Well,
is that right?
And I did the Davy Crockett series, and I played the old Buddy Epson part, but in the background is me singing all the time. When they're walking across the pasture or getting on their horse or whatever, it'd be me singing a Davy Crockett tune in the background.
You've been on so many big shows and movies, but you know, our operations manager here, Michael Burgess, you know him. He's a big fan of yours. He's got a picture of you hanging in his office. Well, your favorite role to him was the X-Files.
I just took that cap off about 30 minutes ago.
Is that right?
Yeah. That was a good role, wasn't it? Surprising role and under key. And then I did X-Files the movie.
Mm-hmm.
When they did the movie, I got to do X-Files the movie. And I'm talking about people knowing you. You go to, you know, you're an actor, and then all of a sudden you do X-Files and go to the grocery store, and people want your autograph. You know, and they never knew you until they saw you on X-Files.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a good one.
You're like, is it fair to say, is the term character actor fair? I mean, certainly you're one of the most successful character actors. And I've always thought some of the great actors were really character actors.
I think so. And because you get to play something close to who you are, usually. And that when you say character, that means some personality, some energy. You don't have to be the nice guy, straight guy, by the rules guy. If you're the character actor, you're stirring up trouble or stirring up fun or looking for trouble. So character actors are the most fun to be.
Yeah. And you couldn't possibly remember all 180 roles.
Absolutely not. And I'll tell you, I can't remember a lot of stuff at my age, but I'll tell you, one of the things that messes you up, and it's messing you up more now. So they make a movie, and it's called Lost Hotel, and you're in it, and you spend 3 weeks, and then they go and they get an audience in, they test the movie to see what parts the audience like, and they test the title of the movie, and they get through, and they don't like the title of the movie. The test crowd doesn't. So they change the name of the movie. They don't call the actor and tell them. So somebody calls you and said, I saw you in downtown hotel. And I go, I don't know what that is. But see, they changed the name of the movie. Now they're doing it again. Here's what they're doing now. They have a movie and it's on Netflix or whatever, and it's not getting any viewers. So they'll change the promo and the title and re-release it.
Wow.
Is that right? Trick you into watching it.
I want you to clarify something for my wife,
okay,
who may be listening since she knows you're on the show. There's nothing wrong with being a B-movie fan like myself, is there, Gary?
Absolutely not. That, I mean,
it's a great
movie. Yeah, that's the background of the whole thing, because people go from B-movie to A-movie. Actors do. A lot of them start in 6, 8, 10 years in the B-movie, and all of a sudden they're a star, and they go to the A-movies. But it's nothing really different. A little bit of subject matter, but mostly budget.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love a B-movie.
Yeah.
You've been in both kinds.
Yeah,
right?
I've been in all.
Is there any difference?
And doing them?
From your standpoint?
You know, the difference every time is the director. Depends on who the director is. So you can be in a B-movie and think you're in the greatest movie on the planet, and you can be in an A-movie and think, how can I get out of here? You know? Mm-hmm. That'd be like a coach. You know, he's the coach. The director is the coach. And you either like him or you don't like him.
Yeah.
And they're all different ones.
Yeah.
What was the your favorite movie that you ever did?
Oh, let's see. That's a good one. What's my favorite movie
I ever has did? To be Motel Hell.
I remember my most fond memory of you in a movie is Left Behind with Nicolas Cage.
Well, that's a good movie.
Yeah,
that's a well done movie, and it's shot on an airplane, and we shot it in a hurry because we're inside of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Now we talked about before we got on the air, some people you like a lot and some people you don't, and Nicolas Cage is not on my A list. You know. And so are you on, you listening, Nick?
So, he's a regular listener.
Yeah, is he? Nicolas is not on my A list. Now, Left Behind is a bunch of people on an airplane, the world comes to an end. If you're going to heaven, you disappear. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're left behind, you're when the plane lands, you're going the other way. You're going south instead of north. And that's the theory of the movie. And Nicolas Cage was smarting off to me about something. I said, you know how you got this part? Because when the end of the world comes, you do not disappear. Which is basically saying you are going to, you're going south.
Yeah.
So Nicolas and I he doesn't call me too often now.
There's never enough time to talk to you. Will you come back?
Absolutely.
Okay. I know where to find you.
All right.
I can holler out my back door.
We haven't scratched the surface, will
no,
we?
No, we haven't scratched. Mm-hmm. Real quick, 20 seconds left. Nicolas Cage, not on your A-list, but who is on your A-list? Famous people that we know that you really like.
Joe Pesci.
Oh, good.
Let's see. John Larroquette, good friend. New Orleans boy. Let's see who else I got. What are the girls? Farrah Fawcett. Yeah.
Yeah. And you said James Garner.
James Garner was my favorite before I ever started acting. Yeah. And when I went to L.A., we put that recording that he has on his phone on our phone.
Is that right?
If you call my house, you say.
You got the Rockford Files.
Yeah, you call the Rockford Files, leave a message. And everybody knew it was our house.
Hey, Gary, thank you for coming, man. I appreciate it.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Gary Grubbs, everybody. Former Golden Eagle and now, of course, famous actor and writer and producer. And we appreciate you, my man.
Okay, my friend.
We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Our thanks to our friend Gary Groves. You know, Kelly, you can really spend 2 or 3 hours talking to Gary Groves.
And I think everybody enjoys the behind the curtain look at the world of Hollywood and all that. And to know that he's just one of us is pretty cool.
And that is a great description of him. He just considers himself one of us. He can live anywhere in the world he wants to live, and He chooses to live right here in Hattiesburg.
And put his family, put his kids ahead of his career when he figured, look, I'm not going to raise my kids in this madness that is Hollywood.
1,000% right.
So gave up a career to move back home.
1,000% right. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of the show right there in the Shadow of the Rock. Great place for lunch or to meet all your friends. And I don't want to let this hour go by that I don't remind you about the Homes of Hope toy drive. It's underway right now. Mississippi Made and More, Corner Market, Jack's Burgers, the Community Bank, Parish Tractor Company, all of those places have drop-off boxes. Please drop off a toy or some canned food and help us make this a happy Christmas for the kids at Homes of Hope. All right, Kelly Center was back on the road this morning. There's a new face on the basketball team, a kid named Jet Montgomery. And Kelly, I told you, I was really impressed with him Saturday. Looks like a dynamic young player, and go ahead and set us up.
Well, Jay Ladner has said from day one, he said, man, this guy is a pure shooter. This guy can light it up, and it's something that he prides himself in. And Jet's got some black and gold blood running through his veins, and we'll talk a little bit about that and how he got to Southern Miss and how he fits in as a freshman on
all
this
right,
team.
Here's Jet Montgomery.
Jack, the Sun Belt Conference unveiled the top 30 under 30. On the downside,
that's the wrong one,
you realize you're getting older, if you get to consider 30 being older. But professionally, it's got to be gratifying. Tell us how this happened.
Yeah.
All right, let me stop that. That's exactly right. I see Jack McDonald, Jet Montgomery. Let's do the right interview.
Well, Jet, if people ask how a kid from Nashville gets to Hattiesburg, there were ties to Hattiesburg a long time ago, even in your infancy. Mm-hmm. Tell us and educate our fans as to what the original connection was.
Well, my dad played football here in the early 90s, played with Brett Favre a season. So I've been connected since, you know, a child, always come to homecoming football games. You know, I've definitely been familiar with the school.
And your dad is Mark Montgomery, for those people that want to look it up, right?
Yes, sir, Mark Montgomery.
Okay. And when you came to visit, you thought it was just a natural fit anyway. Was it a real hard sales job they had to put on you?
Not really. When they recruited me, like, I always knew it was a fit. They, a lot of the D1 schools wanted me to be something different, you know, be a point guard or be something that I wasn't. But, you know, when they recruited me, they were like, we want you to be who you are. You know, obviously we're going to, you know, get you better, but they always wanted me to be who I was, and I always thought that was awesome.
Youth sports growing up, were you always a basketballer?
I played a little football, but basketball was always my passion from the start.
But Dad never said, Jeb, what the heck is going on here, man? We can't have that, you know?
To be honest, he never really wanted me to play football. He was a basketball player himself, and he said if he did it again, he would play basketball in college. And he didn't want me to get all those hits and bruises like he had, so he was always pushing me to play basketball.
Okay, now we got some of the fans who are a little nervous about the start that this Golden Eagle team has had, and I've pointed out that a lot of the teams you guys have played have been tournament teams, and you're not panicked at all. We're good to go.
Oh, definitely not panicked. I mean, all these teams that we've been playing, they're really, really good teams. I mean, they're all projected to win their conferences, so I'd rather, you know, play these tough teams right now and, you know, get to work on the stuff that we need to work on now so we're ready for conference play.
In the old days, the freshmen hardly ever got to play. You know, I mean, might get some, you know, the last minute of the game or whatnot. But in this day and age, in college basketball environment now, what's reasonable to expect for a freshman coming in?
I mean, just with the transfer portal and everything, I mean, I think it just – there's really no expectation on who's going to play. I think it could be a six-year, you know, graduate or a freshman, just because, yes, the playing field is so different nowadays. So I think it's just who's ready to play is going to play.
From a personal standpoint, what's been the biggest adjustment from you leaving the affluence of South Nashville to Hattiesburg here, making the life adjustment?
I mean, it is different, but, I mean, it's still the South, so, you know, loving people everywhere, so I really enjoy it.
What are you studying, and what's the dream job?
I'm studying business right now.
In other words, you don't know what you want to do then, right?
No idea.
I always joke about guys who get their business degrees is that they don't know.
I'm just here to play basketball. I just want to play basketball when I grow up, to be honest with you, so that's my dream.
Tell us about the strengths that you think of your game are and some things that concern you from an individual skill set that you want to work on.
Obviously, strengths would be, you know, shooting and, you know, getting my own shot. Things I need to work on, just being more physical and just, you know, these D1 bodies are a little different from high school. So just being able to, you know, defend those really quick guards and just be super physical.
Do they really want you to put on weight? Is it just a natural process? Is that something they talk about?
Yes, I think just it's a process. I think definitely this summer after the season, definitely going to put on some more muscle and just try to get that big guard body.
From a shooting standpoint, is it just a matter of repetition in practice? How does one develop a shot and a good shot?
I think the most important thing is quality over quantity. It is not just, you know, trying to get as many shots. I mean, I think that's good, but it's just the quality of the shots, making sure they're game shots and you're going full speed and not just messing around, just shooting to just shoot.
Coach Cardona told us last week that that the defense on this team is lagging a little bit behind the offense. What do you guys have to do defensively now to get better?
I think there was just a couple things we had to figure out, and I think this last couple of days in practice we've been really, you know, figuring those things out. And I think it's just focus and intensity and just working on a couple things that, you know, we were kind of lagging behind, like you said. But I think we're really improving on those things, so I'm excited with our defense. Yeah.
In the dynamics of a team, normally the new guys, whatever sport, whatever team, the new guys tend to kind of be quiet and kind of, you know, don't say anything. Where do you fit in the social aspect of this team? Are you a quiet guy, or are you going to chirp up when you need to?
I guess if you ask the guys, I'm probably not that quiet. But that's props to our team. I think all the older guys like really took the younger ones under their wing, and like there's no like, I guess, hierarchy on this team. Like everyone's just even playing field. Everyone just loves each other. We all joke with each other, and I think that's a really good reason this team, and I think we're going to do good because of that.
Who's the funniest guy on the team, and who's the most serious?
Definitely me is the funniest. No, I'm just kidding.
You do stand up?
Occasionally Wednesdays and Fridays.
Okay, all right, we'll have to remember that. Yeah.
Most serious, I guess you could say Najee, but he's funny. People just don't know it. But I think we're all funny. We're all serious. I think it's just we have our times.
Okay, and you guys are going to open conference play here pretty soon. I mean, before New Year's, which is kind of unusual, you'll open the conference play against Marshall. What do you expect in the Sun Belt this year?
I mean, I think it's going to be a really close race. I think a bunch of teams can win it, and I think it's very – I don't think there's any really good team or really bad team. I think everyone is about – I think everyone's pretty good, so it's going to be really exciting.
All right, final question now, Jet. It seems like every 20 to 30-year-old person nowadays from here is moving to Nashville for whatever reason. And you've got two words for them, overrated.
Definitely. Nashville's very overrated, and I always say that, but that's just me.
It's expensive. I know that.
Way too expensive. Way too many people moving there. It's not like it, but that's
well,
me.
Well, we welcome you to Hattiesburg, Random. We look forward to you having a great season.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, that's Jet Montgomery. We've learned two things today, Dima, is that Kelly wasn't listening to the first part of the radio show and that Nashville is overrated.
Yeah, well, I will say one thing about Nashville is they have Jenny's ice cream in Nashville, and that is the best.
I keep hearing you
that
talk
is the
about
best
that.
Ice cream in this country. We do not sponsor them, but I will let that be known that they should sponsor the show.
But it's like
we can talk about them every single day.
It's like $8 a pint, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
But you know, there is sometimes where I don't have matched purity with my water.
Well, I can tell you how to resolve that. You can buy Inda Bay spring water. He's really catching on.
He's catching on.
Mississippi owned and operated from a natural spring. You know where it's from?
But sometimes there's things that are stripped and added in my water.
Well, it's from Stone County, first of all. But there's nothing stripped and nothing added in this water. It's premium water, Dima, with unmatched purity. Okay. And Dima, where can you find this Inda Bay spring water?
I saw it in Corner Market next to Jenny's.
Did you? Did you get one of each?
I got both.
Did you? And Walmarts, certain Walmarts. Give them a try. You deserve the best. In the Bay. And remember, Dima, I want you to remember this, Dima. If you learn nothing else from today's show, not all water is created equal.
Mm,
you deserve In the Bay.
That's the truth. Amen.
Yep. Unmatched purity. I don't know. Dima's pretty pure. You know,
I'm very pure. You're coming to my wedding next week.
Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle. We'll hear a really cool. Some members of your family don't know about Gary Grubbs. Tell them about today's show. We're going to get him back. We can have Gary Grubbs on for for the full hour.
I agree.
We didn't even get to the Farrah Fawcett story. I never get tired of hearing
He's that. So humble. That's
Oh, he's a great guy. Yeah.
You must not have been listening.
Yeah. I'm going to hear that.
Clearly he wasn't, right? Clearly he wasn't.
Well, look, being full of yourself hasn't helped me at all.
Yes, and he did, and Kelly did ask Gary about getting into acting, and Gary said, you're too old.
Too late, yeah.
We'll be back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
DBAT sponsors this final segment of our program today. Great place for Christmas shopping. They got a great pro shop. You can buy some gift cards down there for training, for camps, for upcoming activities at DBAT on Hardy Street. Lucky to have them. State-of-the-art athletic facility for training and improving your baseball, softball game at DBAT. We appreciate their.
And just some heads up, the busiest months at DBAT are December, January, and February because kids are getting ready for the upcoming season.
That's right.
Yeah, so teams, if you're going to reserve batting cages and things like that, it's never too early to start thinking about that and getting those cages reserved for your teams coming up.
Never too early to think about eating beignets either. Mobay Beignet Company, 2902. Notice that segue there, Dima, you're learning.
Yeah, okay. I got it.
2902 Hardy Street, Hattiesburg. And Dima, if I were going to eat them, plate of beignets that I was looking for something to maybe wash it down with, what would you recommend?
Into Bay Spring water.
Oh, that's what I was.
Oh, I was
where's
thinking,
the ding?
I was thinking of Pabst Blue Ribbon from 4th Street Bar.
There we go. All right, news and notes.
All right, it's not good.
With segue, Dima Mixon.
All right, news and notes. Today is National Signing Day across the country for
here
football.
We go.
And last year was a good day for Southern Miss. They actually finished first on National Signing Day in the Sun Belt. This year. So they have all the players that they can recognize is when, for those who don't know, recruiting is after you sign a letter of intent to the school. So a hard commit, they have 9 hard commits in the class. So 9 people have verbally said on social media various things that they're committing to Southern Miss. But only 5 of those players so far today, it's 2:00 right now, but so far, Malachi Henderson, Jack Richardson, Zach Ruffin, Frederick Nicholson, and Silas Corder have all signed letter of intent. So just 5 players have signed the letter of intent, Kelly. If we look at last year, the 247 Sports recruiting rankings in 2024, Southern Miss's final recruiting class finished at a 78th in the country, which is pretty good for a Sun Belt team. They finished 3rd in the Sun Belt. They were first on National Signing Day. They were only 1 point behind the first place winner. Would you like to guess where they're at right now?
What's the lowest number? Well, 133, right?
Or no, they're not 133. They're 114th recruiting class, and they are 12th in the Sun Belt. 12th in the Sun Belt. Georgia State holds the first place spot. And
Meaning the worst spot or the first best?
Spot. The first spot. Number one is Georgia State.
Okay.
12th place, Southern Miss. So you would hope with this new head coach that he's bringing some players because, well, we've already talked about with the roster turnover. We've already seen Connor Gibbs enter the transfer portal, Will Saxton, all these players. There could be a significant need for players coming in January.
And look, this is just the start. There's going to be a lot of Southern Miss players.
Yes, and this doesn't mean this is all the players they're getting in the recruiting trail, but this is a bad start on National Signing Day. You want to have a better start than this for Southern Miss football if you're Southern Miss football. And of course, you would think for all these players who are verbally committed here, I don't even know who the coach is. Why am I going to sign a letter of intent?
But it's reasonable. It's reasonable to consider that Southern Miss is going to get off to the start, because at this moment you don't know who the coach is going to be. And it is reasonable to assume that whoever it is will indeed be bringing some – so, because that's one of the things people have said on social media is, well, we don't have a coach, we're going to get burned on signing day. Well, you have to assume that whoever the coach is already – aware of that and is going to bring reinforcements.
Y'all have any idea who it may be?
No, goodness. I think we've covered that plenty.
Dead horse is starting to smell.
All right, men's basketball back in action tomorrow against Alabama State. 2:30 tip-off time, so you can actually listen to the Super Talk Eagle Hour and then go listen to the basketball game.
There we go.
Tomorrow afternoon, women's basketball is Mississippi Valley State tomorrow at noon. They also have a whiteout on Sunday against Memphis. The Mississippi High School Championships are on Saturday, and I'm sure we'll be talking to Will East sometime this week to hear about the high school championship games at The Rock on Saturday, all day Saturday,
including
and Friday night.
The Hattiesburg Tigers.
Yes.
Who undefeated.
Yes.
Undefeated Hattiesburg.
Be playing, and
unbelievable.
Show you the kind of year it's been for Southern Miss. Their star quarterback signing with
Did he sign? Did we
know? Yes. Letter of intent was to South Alabama.
He signed it. So yes. that's official now.
Yes. And then Deuce Knight, official to Auburn. He signed that as well this morning.
Kelly?
What are you looking at me for?
Well, y'all want to go back to Gary Grubbs? Or?
Yeah.
Kelly, why weren't you paying attention to the show?
But again, I don't think there's any need to panic. And and unfortunately, without mentioning specific names on the teams, there have been a lot of fans that have said, you know what, it's probably the right time for a complete restart.
I think Kelly's drunk on Inda Bay spring water if he says there's no reason to panic. I think
he's drinking something.
No, I don't.
Or
think,
smoking.
I don't think there is, because again, I think there's that natural belief.
That's right.
You
that's
know,
right. We're having fun.
Yeah, that the new coach will bring some players. You know, with him.
Yeah, I don't think it is. Hey, we're gonna be on the road tomorrow. We're gonna be in Collins, Kelly Center. College Christmas, man. That's always a fun time to go kick that off.
Well, we're gonna have to haul butt to get back here for a 2:30 tip-off for basketball.
And Friday we'll be in Laurel at the Laurel Fairgrounds. They've got a fantastic new Christmas exhibit there open to the public with Christmas lights and Christmas food and drinks and Christmas plays and fun, you know, music and all the good stuff.
Yeah, and if you really like, you know, Christmas music, both orchestral and vocal, the Southern Miss Music Department is having their concert tomorrow night at First Baptist Church in Hattiesburg. You can
That's
go online.
That's always a great thing.
Yeah, really get you in the Christmas spirit if you're not already.
I really appreciate Gary Grubbs joining us, and we look forward to being in Collins tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We hope you'll join us. Until next time, Southern Miss.
To the top. Into the future. Slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free. I go through the revolution.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.